It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's good. Looking dapper as usual.
Of course.
I've been meaning to ask you how you're enjoying the new place.
The new place. Yeah, I just moved to the city of Windsor after living for a lot of years out in the county. And I have to admit, the city has some appeal. There's a reason why you pay the taxes you do for the property you have here in the city of Windsor. There's a lot of convenience, for one, of course, right?
Convenience stores.
Well, there's a convenience store on the corner of every block. No.
They're all turning into pharmacies now, though. I see a lot of pharmacies popping up. Little pharmacies on the corner everywhere.
Is that safe?
Oh, probably not.
I wonder if you can get some good drugs there. Maybe they're setting themselves up.
What do you constitute as good drugs?
That's what I was going to say. Maybe they're setting themselves up for when they regulate marijuana. You know what I mean? So they'll become dispensaries. Mm. They're getting in not on the ground floor. They're getting in the foundation. They're right before it's even happening.
Nice analogy there. The foundation. That's right.
Yeah. So that's just my... I don't know. Most of those people who are running convenience stores are not Anglo-Saxon people.
They're running the city.
Who is?
And our country.
Who?
Those that are not Anglo-Saxon.
No, they're considered to be minorities, but eventually, did we have this discussion on the show about Muslims? Most of them have, 6 to 8 kids, and eventually they're just going to overtake. When I say overtake, there's going to be more of them than any other race.
And the thing is, though, whether people look at that as good or bad or whatnot, people coming from other countries, whether it's Europe or Middle East or wherever, they have different ethics than we do. And they'll open businesses and they'll work.
Yeah.
Whether or not there's ulterior motive behind anything or not.
Yeah, I don't think some of them are just enterprising people who are
hardworking. Sure, majority.
For sure.
Probably 99.9%, but...
I think you're right there. But what?
Well, just what I was saying, that they're the ones that'll come here and create opportunity for themselves, whereas we here, we don't. I think we just take everything for granted in North America. Some news this morning?
Is there music news?
Is there? There's always music news.
Of course.
There's always something going on musically in the world.
For sure. Now,
out of this world, there's still stuff playing out in space somewhere. We have a time capsule of some kind. I think it's continuously playing music.
Where did you hear that at?
I'm 99.9%. I'm going to use that a lot today, the 99.9% thing.
As Groucho Marx would say, today's word is 99.9%.
Whoa, here comes the chicken down from the ceiling. But seriously, yeah, there's a, what do you call it? Like a time capsule thing, but I think it's called something else maybe that they shipped off into outer space. And I think it plays all the time so that it can be heard at some point.
I think I know what you're talking about. So it actually transmits.
Yeah.
There's not like a speaker on this little capsule flying around. Hey, what's that noise out there?
Yeah, that I don't know, because I don't think there's any people or aliens just floating around out there.
But they're not aliens where they're at.
Do you think there's life on other planets?
Of course.
It's got to be amazing, eh? I wonder what they're like and what they look like. I wonder if they have cities like us.
They did at one time. Something similar, I think.
Who did at one time? You talking about Mars now?
No, like past Alpha Centauri and all that stuff.
Yeah, but there might be at our same level or just before us.
I think that the odds of another
there's probably
planet,
caveman stuff going on in some places right now, undeveloped yet. Dinosaurs, perhaps. Wow,
for sure.
Could bring them here.
Why would we want to do that?
Wow, the dinosaurs are amazing.
I saw a little commercial, not a commercial, a cartoon of Noah's Ark on the water, and there's this little top of a mountain, and there's two dinosaurs sitting on it, and one the dinosaur says to the other to the dinosaur, "Oh, was that today?"
That's pretty good. Lead vocalist of Gwar died just recently, a couple days ago.
How'd you pronounce that?
Gwar. Why do you say Gwar?
I say Gwar, but it is Gwar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's war.
War.
Yeah.
G-war.
It's a G-war.
You can also pronounce it as.
But he
and the
would.
G stands for?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous War. That's a good name for a TV show of some kind, I'll bet you. Gorgeous Wars.
Glorious, I think it's better. Glorious War.
Yeah, but Gorgeous Wars. Chicks fighting somehow.
Oh, right.
Bras flying all over the place and whatnot, but...
Silicone getting ripped out and stuff.
That's a little extreme and messy. Skid Row, 25-year anniversary, and nobody wants to do a reunion except Sebastian Bach.
Skid Row.
Which they should do, but he says they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, because they don't want to work with him, odds are, I'm guessing.
Probably, but still. I mean, they'd make money.
They would make money.
An awful lot of fun, I'm sure.
I'm trying to think.
But I guess we look at it from a different point of view than... the actual guys do, right?
Well, did you see that the show with the super group, Ted Nugent and Jason Bonham?
I did see a little bit of that, yeah. It was really cool. I wish I'd seen it all. Well, I think...
it's readily available.
Wasn't Tony... wasn't Tony Iommi in one of those?
No.
He was in something, like a rock school thing or something.
Oh, maybe rock school thing, but not a super group type
thing. I like him.
Tony Iommi?
Yeah.
Well, no kidding. He's the godfather of metal. What is that?
The Godfather.
Oh, I see.
What else do I have for you? Blues guitarist Walter Trout. Familiar with him? He's a blues guy and plays pretty heavy blues, which heavy I really blues. Like. I like heavy blues.
Yep.
A lot. I like any blues, really, but I mean...
Yeah, I want to say he plays a 335, doesn't he?
That I'm not 100% sure.
Anyway, go ahead.
I listen to more than I've seen anything by him. But
he's awesome, for sure.
Yeah, he's really cool. And he's needed a liver transplant. They raised all kinds of money. I think more than enough to pay for it. But and the doctor gave him 90 days to live. He looks like horrible from pictures I've seen. But then apparently he seemed to be getting a little bit better. And they said he's not in need of the transplant.
So
and that's just like probably a political type thing. You know what I mean? Like,
no, tell me what.
Well, just that he's been feeling better. I'm sure he has the same issues. He was in the final stage of liver disease or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's been feeling better, and they say, you know, maybe you don't need the transplant now.
But
I'm sure he's not going to heal from it, but I mean, that's what I mean by that is like the hospital's like, oh, you know, you probably don't need it now. We're not going to do all that. And then what happens with all the money that was raised?
And but you're like on a list, right?
The
liver has to become available.
Donor list, I guess, yeah.
So,
and that was probably the next thing they're waiting for. And I'm sure it's a difficult thing to do and go through anyway. But I mean, I can't see how you don't need that now just because you're feeling better.
Yeah.
I mean, I could suspect that he's just feeling better because some of the stress is relieved that they raise money for him to do it even. You know what I mean?
I'd have to think so.
You don't say that you don't need it now. I don't think. It's got to be a little more to that story. But anyway.
But back to the Gwar thing. What's the guy's name again?
Dave Brocky.
Dave Brocky.
Mm-hmm.
What was his Gwar name, though?
Odorous,
that was it.
Uranus? Urungus?
Yeah, Urungus, that's it. Yeah. I just wanted the people to know that Odorous Urungus is the guy. And he was...
very unique band.
50 years old.
Yeah, he wasn't old.
And he died of... Do you know?
When I saw this, the news, they hadn't determined that yet, but they said... They ruled out foul play of any kind, so I don't know if it was drug-related or he just had some other issue.
All right, let's get into some rock and roll. This is Queen from one of my favorite Queen albums, Sheer Heart Attack. It's called Now I'm Here.
Baby, I was when you took my hand and the light of of you and me, America's new bride to be.
Don't worry, babe, I'm safe and sound. Down in the dungeon, just Beatrice and me.
Don't I love her so?
She made me live again.
We're back, and what are we talking about on the show today?
Talking about Guar and
that was in our news segment.
All right, as people know, we just kind of like to sort of, and in a big sort of theme our shows on one topic, something that we float back to if we ever run out of stuff to talk about, which we rarely do. I think our conversation, as we know, we used to have a talk show that lasted a whole hour, and we didn't put any music. Well, we put one song in.
So. Morning music mayhem.
Exactly. And it's less mayhem.
It was the rest of the show that was mayhem.
Pretty much.
The music segment.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Believe it or not. The music was like, okay.
We should have a marathon at some time. Do a marathon show and just see how long we can talk for. To raise money for some charity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let it be whatever.
JD New Shades Therapy.
Okay.
Therapy. Charity. I'm just kidding. JD, no, but for something real, maybe we should do that and do it somewhere. Wouldn't that be something?
Like outside.
Big media attention, everything. Yeah, somewhere or in a somewhere store or out some
Dr. Disc
festival type thing or whatever. Dr. Disc, yeah.
Long McQuaid.
Yeah, wherever. And we do it for charity. Raise money for something. Help somebody.
And you're going to have an event yourself, aren't you? You want to have like a blues event. I think we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want
too many things have transpired that I don't know that I'll have time for that, but I would like to, you know.
Yeah,
I'd like to do that and maybe do that thing at the casino again or something, but maybe I'll get to that, but I really don't know what's going to happen right now.
Okay.
I just don't foresee me having a lot of time in the foreseeable future.
You're you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Okay, we're back again, and we're going to get into today's loose topic.
Loose topic?
Yeah.
All right, what's so loose about it?
Well, just as you mentioned that we're pretty loose on what we talk about.
Right. Okay. Spill it. Spill the guts. Spill your beans.
Well, we're talking about, I guess I'd have to call it like music shopping. I don't want to say gear shopping. I don't want to say, you know, everything that encompasses music. So if it's music like CDs or something like that, if you buy that kind of stuff, or posters and t-shirts and merchandise, or you buy music gear like guitars or accessories, strings and
ukuleles.
Ukuleles, and where do you go for that? How do you purchase? Because things have obviously changed over the years. You know, we do a lot. Well, we're in Windsor, so we cross-border shop. So we have easy access to go to Detroit and buy. And why do we, as opposed to buying here at a local record store, music store, if we do that? And online shopping now is probably makes up for how much of a percent of the shopping that people do now.
Yeah.
It's got to be huge.
It's big, for sure.
You think there's still a lot of people, though, that are afraid to use their credit card online?
No, I don't think it is that. But as far as musical instruments go, I don't think a lot of people want to buy musical instruments online only because they want to hold it first.
Sure.
You something like a guitar.
Check it first. Unless you have it sent to a store or someplace where you can go check it. You know.
And then it's kind of like a hybrid buying situation, right? You ordered it online, it got sent to a store, and then you go try it out.
Right.
So you could have went to the store, but
my bass player
did
that, and they ensured him that his new bass was made in USA, and it got there and said made in Mexico on it or wherever, and he said, I don't want it.
Well, no doubt, if you want some made in US instrument,
that's one of those situations where, you know, they can say, yeah, it's such and such or whatever, and you don't really know because you don't see it, can't hold it, can't, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But you have that option to have it sent to a store and not to your home, and then have to deal with bringing it somewhere, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice.
That can get tough with a big ticket item.
That's right. And it's only the larger retailers out there that offer that service, your Guitar Centers, or like I think even Walmart does that. And what's another place where you can, like Sears or something, like you can order it online, have it shipped to a store, and then you can go pick it up or try it out or do whatever you got to do. And then that way, if you do buy it from that store, you have some place to bring it back to as well.
Yeah.
So, you seem preoccupied. I'm not sure.
I'm probably always preoccupied.
All right.
I didn't even know you were here.
Here I am. Here I is. Lippo's on the way. So, yeah. So, what other ways are there to buy, like, let's say, a guitar? What about, have you ever picked up a guitar at a music or at a garage sale? Like a yard sale, you walk by and look at that 38 Martin.
I don't know that I've actually bought one at a yard sale or anything. Maybe an acoustic or something like that, but yeah. I don't think so. My mother got me a ukulele at a yard sale, and it was almost 20 years before I actually took it out of the case and played it. And that day, I recorded some songs.
Of course you did.
Should play them, but we'll have some show where we play our stuff. Of course, you'll have to make some stuff first.
Okay, sure.
I'm looking forward to the Lippo album. I know I mention it all the time, man, but you got to do something.
The
man.
Lippo album.
He plays everything. You play a million instruments.
A million.
And you need to do something.
Do something with that. I got to get into your recording studio.
There you go.
So what did you want to mention as far as buying music-related items?
Well, talking about all kinds of different things, but I mean, what is happening with our local stores here, you know, as far as people that are there still a lot of people buying here?
I
or
think so.
Does everybody, you know, go across the border, or do they?
I think a lot of people
shop online.
Go to Long McQuaid's for sure, which is, you know, they're a national chain. I don't know, there's maybe 13, 15 stores across Canada.
Well, something that's nice with a big chain like that or a dealer is that you have that option for payment plans and things like that too.
Payment plans?
You're not going to get at Amazon.
Right. And you're also going to get selection right in the store.
That's true.
You're
gonna and get close.
A, yeah. Well,
you don't have
close.
To drive to, you know.
You don't have to deal with the border, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, and then there's, you know, I think you see yourself as someone who goes to the States to get stuff. But there's some people who won't even go across, JD.
won't go across the border at all? Yeah, for
no,
any
they
reason?
Won't. They won't go. They just feel like it's Detroit. It's, you know, the murder city or whatever. It's the U.S. It's just a big thing, and they don't want to even deal with that aspect. It's like there's aliens over there, and they don't speak the language.
And I don't even so much think of it as going to Detroit, because how long are we in Detroit? For the 2 minutes to get through Detroit? Really, we don't really do that much in Detroit itself, right? Anyway. I think you go to Mexican Town, or you go to...
Right. I think the metropolitan Detroit area, which includes, you know, Royal Oak, Ferndale, all those places, I think a lot of people just think of that as Detroit. They just call that whole thing over there Detroit. Unless they're going to the airport and they're leaving to go somewhere else, to Florida or something, then they are going to Detroit, which obviously is a mess. So I think you look at going across the border as nothing. We can go right now, right? You'd say, let's go for
absolutely
a ride. Yeah. Let's go get some bagels.
Yeah. If you're not thinking that way, you're missing out on a lot of things over there. A lot of fun, because there's a lot of things over there that we don't have here. But one thing that you want to be mindful of is crossing the border with merchandise. You don't want to get yourself in trouble. Pay your duty and taxes. Bachman Turner Overdrive. You say Bachman or Bachman?
I say Bachman, of course.
I know it's Bachman, but Don't Get Yourself in Trouble from their first album, CD, Canadian rock and roll. Very cool and very heavy riff.
For the time, yeah. Do you know what he played?
Guitar.
No, it was a Trainer. It's the same thing that Gordy Johnson uses. It's the overdrive thingamajig. It's like a preamp sort of thing that plugs into your amp. And it gives him that sound.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tube.
It's heavy sound, yeah.
Heavy Canadian tube sound, which I could think of what it is. Not Trainer, it's Garnet. Garnet's the name of the...
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's play another tune here. This is from City and Color from their The Hurry and the Harm CD. It's called Harder Than Stone.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
You're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning, and you can subscribe to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning by going to the iTunes store.
Yes.
And for free.
Yep. You can go into get it off our Facebook page as well, which a lot of people feel more comfortable in Facebook than I think they do going to the iTunes store.
I guess, yeah. And the link there actually goes to a page. And I like that idea that iTunes does. It goes to a web page. You don't even have to go to iTunes because some people don't have iTunes. They do if you have a Mac. But
yeah, if you're in Safari, you can tell Safari if you see an ITS link, I think it is. It's IT something. I forget what it is.
Yeah, then you can go to iTunes.
It sends you right to iTunes.
But I like the fact that you can go to the browser, especially now with the not being able to really view a RSS page in a browser for some reason.
Those were the good old days, weren't they?
That was awesome.
I know. It just
that was so cool. Just a lit. You know what I mean? I use this thing called Auto Index, which I don't know if you've seen my Auto Indexes, but it's just a folder and file list that you can go to, and then you can just play whatever you want. No player. I mean, it's, you know,
yeah,
depending on whatever your browser plays, but
yeah,
it's kind of neat.
And the name of that again is
Auto Index.
Auto Index.
You can search that, and it's like basically a code thing, and you just put it in there. And
all right, cool.
So anyway. And we're going to listen to some Hank Williams.
Awesome.
And my things are all kind of based on shopping or whatnot. So the stuff that I chose. And this is Window Shopping, Hank Williams.
You're window shopping. Just window shopping. You're only looking around. You're not buying. You're just trying to find the best deal in town. You give away your kisses, but you never give your heart to anyone who's fool enough to fall. You don't feel love. You don't want real love. You're window shopping, that's all. Just window shopping. You're only looking around. You're not buying. You're just trying to find the best deal in town. You give away your kisses, but you never give your heart to anyone who's fool enough to fall. You don't feel love. You don't want real love. You're window shopping, that's all.
A little bit of Hank Williams there for you?
There's nothing like Hank Williams.
There's nothing like it, no.
He. It's like all the jingle writers stole their stuff off Hank Williams because it was so catchy and so just, yeah.
And the good stuff's either Hank Williams or Hank Hank the Third.
Oh, Hank Williams the Third, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some cool stuff.
I don't think people are as much into Hank Williams Jr.
Right now, you mean?
Yeah,
well, yeah. The current people are not, like, people who are listening to music on a daily basis or, you know, a regular basis. They're listening to Hank Williams III, sure.
But even people from, you know, that have been around, they have something to say about Hank Jr. for some reason. He's this, he's that. Oh, it's not, I don't know.
Hmm. Okay, but, yeah, I understand.
So we're talking about
buying.
Shopping, buying your music and merchandise. Now, most people, I think, are probably downloading a lot of music these days, but I'm assuming that a lot of people still buy CDs.
A lot of people do, yeah.
So what about ordering CDs or going, say, across the border or buying online because of the fact that there's probably much more variety than you're going to get here in any store, really, except for something like Dr. Dis, because it's more of a, what would you call that? Like, it's a, not really a chain. I mean, there's a few of them, right? Windsor, London, Hamilton. Are they all over the place? Across Canada, though?
I don't know.
But there's a few of them.
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I've been to other ones, actually.
I thought there was only Windsor.
In fact, didn't Windsor have two at one time for a bit, I want to say? But I could be wrong.
They've always had a store downtown. That's all I know.
Yeah. But you might find more variety there, especially because of the fact that you can buy used CDs as well. And they have lots of other stuff that's really cool, too.
For sure.
But
I'm thinking that a lot of people who buy CDs, if they're going to buy a new CD, are they going to actually go out and buy the actual physical CD? I'm wondering.
As opposed to what? Buying or downloading something?
As opposed to downloading. Whereas I'm thinking if somebody wants to buy, you know, a CD that
I think there still are a lot of people that do buy the CD, especially listening in a car.
Right.
They're just not savvy enough to, you know.
Right. But as we get older, the kids are coming up and they're getting older. And obviously they know that they want an auxiliary jack in their car no matter what, because they want to play their tunes. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they know that the radio, well, there's some people who actually like the radio as well. But I think as time goes on, like, people realize that the radio was just part of
That's all going to change.
It's all big media affiliated. And I think a lot of folks out there are becoming disenchanted with media companies in general, and they just don't want anything to do with it. It's just growing and growing, this discontent with, you know, TV and radio and stuff. So a lot of people want to listen to what they want to listen to.
When
they want to listen to it.
I have a hard drive in my vehicle.
I was going to say.
It's a 16 gig hard drive in my stereo. So I just dump music on it from an external drive or something, or a USB stick or whatever. And I generally listen that way, but another thing that's really cool is if your vehicle will play music from a like DVD, mm-hmm, or maybe CDR, but I'm thinking DVD, but because you can put, like, you know, dump MP3s on a disc and play the MP3s. A lot of vehicles are like that now.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. Absolutely. Even for like something like your, maybe your home player, but I'm thinking your DVD player will play a disc with music on it.
For sure. MP3s.
Oh, you play.
that was Rush, of course, Anthem off their, that was Fly By Night, I think. I think that was off Fly
Yeah.
By Night. Yeah. Probably one of the first tunes that just really spoke to me, like it was just the guitar, the riff, you know, it was just like, just took you somewhere. It elevated you like, yeah, you just felt like going out and
I like the, doing that something. Kind of change in tempo in it.
Yeah, they had...
When it goes to the, you know, yeah. Anthem of the Heart and Anthem, and then they get the faster parts in it.
Yeah, it was very cool. But anyway, are we rapping or what are we doing, brother?
Yeah, we certainly are rapping for about another 15, 20 minutes.
Awesome. Let's rap. With the hip, the
hat. Unless you wanted to rap presents.
Let's rap presents. Stop your rapping. Got Big JD over here rapping. Rapper's Delight. Did you see that? Brian Williams doing Rapper Delight?
I don't think so.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon had a little segment on the show.
But I've revisited Howard Stern lately. Because I had him at Satellite in my vehicle, right? For quite a while.
Like you get your car and then you get free Satellite.
And for some reason it was lasted longer too, because I was going through something with them. I don't know what it was, but and so I'd listen to Stern or whatnot, and I don't have time really any other time to listen or anything like that, but I did recently and it was really, really good. I enjoy him.
The Stern's guy still got it.
He's pretty much the king, I think.
King really. Of morning talk
for what
show.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's been at it long
enough.
And
it's just craziness, most of it.
Like, what do you mean craziness? Like,
no, he's just crazy. And it's anything goes, you know what I mean?
Because it's on Satellite,
says what
right?
he wants, does what he wants, you know what I mean, kind of thing.
Right.
And he can get away with anything he wants pretty much anyway.
Absolutely.
So.
He's the highest paid guy on radio, I would assume.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And the fact that he just, you know, the topics are like, you know, kind of like Jabbercast-ish kind of stuff was fun. When you just, anything goes kind of, right?
Right. But he has people in the studio that he interviews as well.
Yeah, he does a lot of things, actually. And the show I just listened to or something recent, he was playing guitar, actually.
What?
He's talking about how he can't remember any lyrics. He says he tries and tries and he can. He can play a few songs. And it was not bad. He played Hurt, Nine Inch Nails,
yeah.
But Johnny Cash style.
Awesome.
And played and sang a little bit with an acoustic guitar. It's kind of funny. And you hear him, he's like away going and getting the guitar and the thing and then comes back and everything. You know what I mean? It's funny. It's pretty cool. I like that. That's a big change in radio, I think.
So yeah, for sure.
And there'll be things like.
You hear the papers rustling.
Yeah, nobody's talking for a second. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that's kind of funny.
Because he can do that.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. So can we? Apparently, I just did it.
But you're not getting paid his money.
Yeah, we're not getting paid as much as Howard. Close. But no cigar.
Definitely no cigars for us.
So we've been talking about shopping cross-border, locally, online for music stuff. What about accessories like strings and things? You know, strings and guitar cables and things like that.
Strings and things. That's where I go. I go to the strings and things store in
China. There is one. Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the guy that sometimes is at Riverside Music too? A buddy of his? Bigger, a little bit older guy?
Maybe. I haven't been to Riverside Music in forever. And it's not even called Riverside Music anymore. It's called
Riverside Guitar Shop. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've been in there more than once. Once it turned
to... In all fairness for everybody, we've got Riverside Guitar Shop.
Yep.
There's still an LRC Music, and I don't even know if they have equipment or anything in there. I think you can only go buy sheet music.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Real sheety music.
LRC Music. That seems wild. Yeah. That's where I bought my first amp. I just told somebody this story like a few days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't tell our listeners.
It was the day after Triumph played at Cobo Arena.
Did you see Triumph in Windsor?
Yes, I did.
At the Chichero?
At the Cleary.
Oh, at the Cleary.
Yeah.
Okay, what album was that then? Mine was Rock and Roll. Rock and Roll was the album, right? Was it Rock and Roll?
No, I want to say Warriors. But
Rock and Roll Machine.
Machine.
Yeah. Second album. Right?
I don't recall what album the Cleary show was. Mm-hmm. But the Cobo Arena one was, you know, the one with all the hits on it. The radio play album.
Okay, yeah. Rock and Fantasy, something or other, whatever. Right. Yeah, okay. So, what about your first amp?
It was a Yamaha.
Motorcycle.
No, it was an amp. And it was a good little amp, too. I ended up selling it to Dan Taylor. And I remember it was the day after.
Does he still have it?
Because the...
Sorry for...
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, find out.
And the chick who was working there... Mm-hmm. She was dressed so hot, and she was talking about hanging out with Mike Levine and Rick Emmett.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she made it sound like, you know, she had fun with these guys. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. I just remember being really sexually excited when I left the store after I bought this amp. I'm like, wow, I'm hot on that chick kind of thing, you know? But at the same time, I had bought an amp. I paid $77 three times to pay for that thing. So whatever that works out to be, 200 and something bucks back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I plugged my Camaro SG copy into it and played
Camaro
that.
SG copy. Wow.
Yeah.
You don't have that anymore, do you?
I do. That's why I told someone the story.
You have the guitar still?
Yeah. The headstock's
broken. Camaro SG copy.
Yeah. The headstock's broken off and all the tuning pegs are out of it. But
bring it to Jay and have it fixed up. I was just looking at a Marshall, cheap Marshall guitar you get in a package deal from Marshall. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, that'd be sweet to get one of these Marshall guitars and hot rod it. Because Marshall's cool.
You think?
And it's like a Les Paul copy, right? So.
Oh, is it?
It has a little bit different looking headstock or whatever, but I mean, how cool would that be to actually play a Marshall guitar, but have it good, you know what I mean? Put in some EMGs, put in some really good tuning pegs. I don't know what the neck's like. It's probably bolt-on.
You probably maybe just replace the neck.
Well, I guess, yeah. But you want it Marshall, so you could probably have a bolt-on glued on, however you might want to do.
A bolt-on glued on.
What would be the purpose of that, really, I guess? So that's stationary, I suppose. It's still not really all part of the
original, you know what I mean? Equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know such a thing exists, JDD.
Yeah, yeah. But it would be pretty cool.
The Marshall.
I had this thing called I don't know if you ever heard of Profile. I don't know whoever made it. Yes. I want to say it was maybe an applause related thing or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Or not
like that.
But a Profile bass, which was ultra short scale. Like it was like a kid's thing, man. It was super small. Like,
yep,
less than a guitar neck length, you know, and it was the coolest bass ever. And I traded it for a Fender Precision copy, which was another cool bass, but nothing was like this bass, man. I had active EMGs in it, and
you put the active EMGs yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't come
and
with that.
No, right. And it was just amazing. It was a bolt-on neck and everything, but it never went out of tune. It was the coolest sounding, like punchy every string and fast to move around on.
Well, no
just,
doubt.
I guess because it was short, right?
Right.
But it was, and for me as a guitar player, it was really cool, and I never should have got rid of that. And then the guy ended up getting rid of it too, so I could never get it back.
Bummer.
I wish I could find that today because I would get it again right now.
Well, look it up on eBay, brother.
Couldn't even find a Profile bass anywhere. No.
You can't find that, no?
No, I looked for Profile basses and couldn't even find any information on them.
But speaking of eBay, that brings me to a lot of ways some people buy instruments, especially first instruments, is going on Kijiji here in Canada. Mm. Or
Kijiji is something we haven't talked about, but that's pretty cool, Kijiji.
A lot of people use that. I know people who do, like I say, who buy their first instrument. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll go on there and they'll come up to me or some other musician and say, you know, I've seen this, whatever, Les Paul copy or whatever online. Do you think I should buy it? Usually an Epiphone or something. And it's actually a good place to buy because people are... For one thing, it's negotiable, the price.
Yeah.
And people are looking to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So that's to your favor as well. And over in the States, they have Craigslist, of course, and you can probably buy tons of instruments over there as well. And same with actual music, too. If you punch in CDs on Kijiji or Craigslist, you're going to get...
Oh, I never even thought of that, yeah.
Lots of hits.
Sure. People selling their collections because they're downloading MP3s now.
Well, whatever the reason, yeah. They just want to declutterize.
And coming up, some more Canadian rock and roll. And I actually thought it was kind of funny that you brought some Canadian rock and roll today because I had some Canadian music on tap as well. And this is also another one.
We have lots to choose from, brother.
Yeah. And fitting in with today's loose theme, this is called Loose Theme by... No, it's not called Loose Theme. But it's the Guess Who, and it's called Shopping Bag Lady.
Even now, and you're knowing how. fine, and the happy times have left you to stay. Oh, shopping bag lady, sleep on the snow. If you had your fortune, you'd trade it for a kind hello. Forgotten you, there's nowhere left for you to go.
He's pretty soulful, isn't he?
Burton Cummings?
Yeah. Ugh. Soulful and bluesy and everything.
One of my favorite singers ever.
Did you ever see the Guess Who or Burton Cummings?
Yes.
I liked them on his own after, too.
They played at the new arena.
They played at the old arena. That's where I saw him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, back in the 40s.
So that's your second Your second Randy Bachman tune of the day, too.
Oh, it is. Yeah, actually. I saw the Guess Who. Unfortunately, he had just left the band, though. So it was the guy right after him who sounded a lot like him. I don't know his name. Dougal. That escapes me.
Dougal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was really good. And they were still like, I mean, it was back in the day, right? Cool, long hair, like hippie looking guys.
Sure, yeah.
And it was at Windsor Arena.
Hmm.
Yep. Guess awesome. Who? Live at Windsor Arena. And it was really, really cool. But he had just left the band. I wish I would have seen them with him. I have seen some stuff recently, like online and that, with him and Bachman.
Yeah, they had like a reunion sort of thing. Yeah, they didn't call it the Guess Who, right? They called it Bachman and...
Bachman Cummings or something like that.
Bachman Cummings,
sounds like a motor.
It does.
A Cummings engine.
Yeah, it's diesel. Diesel-flavored rock and roll.
Dieselmania.
They played at that SARS concert, too, with AC/DC and the Rolling Stones and the whole lineup there. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool that they got to do that. And then on, I think on that same tour, they played at the new arena. They were one of the first bands to play. At
WFCU.
WFCU.
Mm-hmm. And you saw that?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Took my kids.
Mm-hmm.
One enjoyed it. One didn't like it at all.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. He's just being a turd.
That's got to be Jonas.
Jonas loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's funny you say that. Yeah, Eric. Huh. Eric.
Geez. I thought it might be the other way around.
No, Eric gets in moods and whatever. It's usually girl related, I think. It's preoccupied with women. He likes his women's, but... good show, JD.
What are we talking about next week?
That's what I want.
We're writing a song next week.
No. Let's talk
We're
about.
Still not
no,
doing
no,
that.
I'm not ready for that.
Oh, come on.
We will.
You're more than ready for that.
Let's get the peeps ready for.
So, what are we? What's next week's show on? You just seem like you have
an idea.
Something on tap.
Music education.
Music education. So,
your
what is that exactly?
Your conservatories of music, your St. Cecile's, your music class.
Guitar lessons.
That's
or whatever lessons.
Yeah, guitar lessons. Some schools have music programs built right in.
Wow. Really?
Like it's part of the curriculum. You go to grade school.
No.
Yes, you have music class.
No.
Yes.
I know. I'm just kidding. I had that in junior high.
Well,
I played tuba for 2 years in the school band.
You went to a junior high school?
Yeah. I say that. We didn't really have junior high like in Canada. That's a U.S. term, I think. But
is it?
I went to grade school. I went up to grade 6, and grade 7 and 8 was a separate school. Went for grade 7 and 8 at a different school, and then into high school at a different school. So
that explains why you feel kind of so odd. Special.
Yeah, I was special. I was the only one there. Only one in a grade 7, 8 school.
And you took music while you were there.
I played tuba. So
tuba.
Yeah, I did play tuba though.
Right.
Hated it.
Well, I was going to say that that's something that, okay, what instrument do you want to play, Jeffrey?
Oh, I'll play. Can I play the tuba?
No, you didn't. That's
no,
the
that
only
wasn't
thing
my
that
first
was
choice or my second or third choice or anything.
You have no choice. It's draconian. You are playing the tuba, but it's as big as me.
And there was always some excuse why some people had to play those instruments. Oh, your teeth aren't straight enough. You can't play the saxophone. What's that got to do with anything?
Your teeth aren't straight
enough. Yeah, they
give
you things. Yeah, oh, you got to have straight teeth to play saxophone. That's what I want to play. You got to play a tuba, something you can just blow into and not use your teeth on a reed or whatever.
Oh.
How about I sink my teeth in your ear and bite a piece off?
I think people would get sued if they heard that kind of...
Can I still?
I'm going back and I'm going to sue that school.
My teeth are as straight as an arrow.
And it goes sideways.
Crooked, bent, broken arrow. But an arrow nonetheless.
Broken arrow.
So, yeah, that wraps up this week's show. And next week, Lippo's going to give us a guitar lesson or harmonica lesson or something. Why don't you bring something and play?
I'll give everybody the rudimentary harmonica.
Do you
want to
blow my... Oh, that's a different show altogether. But
I think so. Yeah.
I have harps, but no.
So, we'll see you next
you
week.
You want to put your Lippos all over my...
Your Lippos.
Yeah, let's bring some.
I'll bring some. Maybe a uke, maybe
cool.
A harmonica, something
well,
portable.
Both. We'll do a little song.
Okay.
Well, I have ukes, but I mean, you can bring yours if you're more comfortable playing yours. And we'll see everybody next week on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Thanks a lot for listening. See you next week.
We hope you have a great day. And be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Yeah.